The subject matter contained in this presentation is based on biblical principles and designed to give you accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. It is provided with the understanding that neither the presenter nor the broadcaster is engaged to render legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Since your situation is fact-dependent, you may wish to additionally seek the services of an appropriately licensed legal, accounting, real estate, or investment professional.
No one can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will He not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil.
This is Medjanomics with a friend of Medjugorje.
And you're listening to Medjanomics with a friend of Medjugorje. Today's broadcast on Thanksgiving is a special presentation that a friend of Medjugorje gave to the Caritas pilgrims who were here during the pilgrimage in October of 2020. This encounter is about 35 minutes long, and keep in mind that this was given previous to the election. And a lot that has happened since then. A friend of Medjugorje covers a lot of the topics that have been circulating in the news at the time, and he shares some of the dangers that we face as a people and as a society as we need to move into a new way of life. And so on this special Thanksgiving day, here is a friend of Medjugorje from October the 23rd, 2020.
When you walk with the lady, your life becomes beautiful and you start seeing things from a different perspective. And really, that's what Ali is here for. Because Satan's always fighting to give you a mentality through a perspective that's wrong. There's people out there seeing the same thing you see, hear the same thing you hear, but they get something derived from it differently. Why is that? And I've used this example many times. If you're on the tree on this front side looking at it, and somebody on the backside, you're looking at the same tree, but you have two different perspectives. You can't describe it to the other person on the other side of the tree, this is what I see. And the other start arguing with the other, and, no, this is what I see. So who's right? We have to have the thread of truth to understand, and you have to have both perspectives. You have to change ways. Oh, I see now what you're saying. Truth is hidden. Truth is clouded. People keep saying, we got to come together. We got to be unified. That's false. In a situation where the perspectives are so different, one's going to dominate. And that's what's happening today. That's what's happening with our election. There's a separation. And everything LA is doing is to separate. You got to decide where you're going to go, toward truth or toward lie. The lies are out there left and right. every day, all across the news, the billboards. How did we get here? The definition of turn is to reverse or upset the order of the disposition of everything was turned topsy-turvy. Our whole world has turned the opposite of following God's truth. The Ten Commandments, no matter who you are, where you are, what you don't know, is written in your heart. In the Poor Man Guide, Jesus says that every person has a memory in that micro moment when his soul is made, before he's born. You have that remembrance in there, and you know those things. You have the Protestants running around. I think I talked about this the other day. Unless you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're going to hell. And the Indians worship trees, and they're all in hell. Abraham in hell. The prophets, they're in hell because they didn't know Jesus. No, if you know love, you know truth. If you know truth, you know love. We have to change our direction first through mentality. You can't change the direction of your life if you haven't changed the way you think. What is forming your thinking? I wrote the writing, Separation is Unity. And that's what's taking place. More and more people are going to one way or the other. I wrote way back in 87, maybe 87, 1988, that our lady's here to make us make a decision which side you're going to be on. Because all the Christians, all the unchristian, the church, the unchurched, was on the fence. We were amalgamated with them. We can't be a light if we're doing the same things they are and be amalgamated in a way that we don't shine. The more that we separate, the more you unify. And then when that takes place, the darkness, who can be moved by the light, will come to our side. But as we're doing the same thing they are, the same thing they're doing, we can't shine and we won't convict. How did we get here? Satan is very, very clever. Music is something very powerful, very beautiful. It was for glorifying God. Does music today glorify God? Yeah, you got Christians now that's growing a whole library of music. But where do we get off track? How did we do it? After World War II, it was beautiful. Everything was sweet. We won. We were big. America won the World War II. And then everything came in about being happy, because people were happy. And Satan wanted to change the happiness to something of just purely human. And music began to change. Music is supposed to be something always lifting and always bringing you toward God. If it's not doing that, it's distancing you from God. And that's where Satan started his whole walk with us, changing the mentality. And we who lived it through the 50s, who was born in the 50s, it was a sweet time. It was beautiful. I was born in 53. You literally 53? So we got the class of 353 here. Huh? 53? Come on, another bid, huh? You're what? 47. 43. You're 43? 1943. That's pretty big. The time of that was so hearing war stories. So when I'm 3 or 4 years old, they're still talking about World War II. My dad had a Japanese flag with blood on it. He took it off of a dead Jap as a souvenir. So they were doing things like that. He had a bayonet, he had a rifle. The 50s were such a so innocent time. And all the music that started coming was changed from just not just being happy, but just be happy. And from there, we moved into the 60s. And things started going upside down. 1963, when Kennedy was shot, everything started changing. The riots, the burning of Watts in Los Angeles, it burned down the whole downtown area. And our innocence started going away. If you don't know where you came from, you can't go back to where you come from. We have to go back before that time and identify why we are where we are today. Why are we topsy-turvy? And that's why I was here and had to be here for 40 years to change your direction by changing your mentality. Obedience is not understood today. authorities not understand today. You 50s and late 40s, you're the early 40. You knew that if a cop stopped you, that you didn't run. Because if you ran, you got shot in the back. I saw that. My brother and I heard sirens near our house. A guy was in his house. The detective came to serve a warrant. He ran to the back of the house, shot him as he went through his back door. And when we got there, he was laying on the steps, and I watched this guy die. We were taught, you don't run from the cops, because if you're running from the cops, you've done something wrong. And because we stopped that, we have more people can do crimes now, because if they get away with it, they're free. Or they escape prison, whatever. And it stopped crime. We didn't dare do that. We, yes, sir, no, sir. So we've lost authority. And we lost the truth about why would you have to be able to stop. Today, to this day, if there's a federal crime you go after, it is legal for the cops to shoot you in the back. Because if you don't do that, and you've done a federal crime or murder, and you're running, and you get away with it, and you think you can get away with it, because you're not going to get shot, you're going to have pandemonium, like a pandemic. And that's where we are today. But I want to let you listen to something, to realize how sweet everything was in the 50s, the end of the 40s, the big bands, and how we got through this. Several theologians I've read through the years says that Lucifer was head of the music in heaven, so he knows it. The sweet words to Eve changed the whole direction of mankind up to Jesus Christ's birth. I want you to think about this, especially you in the 50s, because we ate the apple because it was sweet and it was some good. And the world, it wasn't beautiful anymore. And that's what I was here for, to help you to come back and get your bearings and return. She said, return to God. And that's what you're here for in this walk with Our Lady, for the change in the world. And when she quits appearing, and that's probably pretty soon, then that's going to be, everything's is left on us. We do know one visionary for the rest of their life will be seeing Our Lady daily, is what has been told. So when that takes place, that's probably to keep the apostles, who's accepted apostleship, that they can be teaching everybody what Our Lady was. You mean you walked with Our Lady? You mean you went to Medjugorje? You was there before the signs up on the mountain there? So she's building the Navy SEALs now. So contemplate this. And you young people listen to this, because you'll hear some happy stuff.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock.
All I'm asking is a little respect when you just a little bit. Hey.
Sometimes I wonder, but I'm a gonna cure. But there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
So happy together.
What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Immediately, the kids start dancing in the back. I saw Sarah, are you going like this? And the young people can't understand this, but this does something to your heart. The memories, the joys that turn to false joy, to breaking up the family, to losing this loving feeling. Beautiful music, tickling your ears. And we wandered off to fables. And I can tell you, all the people that's in the 40s and 50s knows this does something to you. And if it's playing today and do it again, it would do the same thing. But we're not a wonderful world anymore. There was a priest in Medjugorje, he says, Our Lady would not be here. She's not here. She cannot be here, unless there's something really, really wrong. And when Our Lady says, Satan wants to destroy the earth that you walk upon, and you don't want to get serious about this? You don't want to be an apostle? You want to just do your prayers and fasting and drink the nectar? No, we got to get in the trenches. We've got a big job in front of us. You are commissioned to sanctify the world, sanctify the money, sanctify your way of life, your home, everything. If somebody walks in your home, are they going to know you're a Christian? You can sit in our living room, and everywhere you look, something reminds you of Jesus, Our Lady, or God the Father. When I sit in my living room praying the rosaries, I look at this picture. I can look over here. I can look over here. Just knickknacks in your house. Is it secularized or is it Christianized? Only the glory of God remains. I want to play you another song because we're supposed to sanctify songs and music. And this song wasn't a good song. It had a bad word in it. The meaning of it wasn't good, and we did surgery on it. And it still sounds good. You didn't lose the tune of it, but it's glorifying God because you can contemplate something that was bad that we turned to good. Brent Young.
Mercy, why you gotta show up just to hurt me? Why you wanna stop this whole world from turning? Mercy, why you hanging on so tight if this ain't working? Why you wanna stop this flame if it's still burning? It's still burning. So if you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And If you're gonna take your shot, then take it, take it. If you made up your mind, then make it, make this fast. If you ever love me, have mercy. Break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, take it, take it. Oh, if you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it, take it. If you made up your mind, then make it, make it. If you ever love me, if you ever love me, have mercy. Oh, have mercy. Oh, have mercy. Have mercy.
Our Lady, when she was here, the first apparition, she was happy. Maria said she was very happy. The second day, she was happy. Very happy. The third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the first week, the second week, the third week, the next month. And I kept waiting for her to be sad that she had tears crying over the world. But she never did that for 3 months. I asked Maria, why is she so happy? She didn't know. But the walk that I had started and the walk where I gave my house over to her, and consecrating everything, she was in an environment that she knew had the keys to my house. And we stopped nobody. Our house was a year old, no mortgage. It's a live and die house. We spent 8 years building it. Everybody wanted to help in the kitchen. They dropped a frying pan, broke the tile. Probably 10 tiles were broken before this was over. And I was kind of heartsick about it. I said, you know, Mary, if they destroy this house by so many people coming in here, it's worth it for the conversion taking place. That's what I said to her. But I didn't understand this happiness. Our Lady's asking for mercy from you. Are you going to break her heart? Are you going to go and reject her? People will say, oh, yeah, well, I'll do this, but I'm not going to do that. I was talking on the phone with somebody. They were asking me about spiritual things. And there's something that I had did. And I didn't know he knew about it. Somebody else told him of what I did. He said, I'm not going to do that. And I said, I don't want to talk to you anymore. You have to do whatever Our Lady asks you to do. And it's destruction and destruction and destruction. And I learned what she was doing with me. And what she wants to do with you, and what she wants to do to the world. Through destruction comes construction. We can't remodel the world. God couldn't remodel the world and know in the flood. There is coming a big flood, just like in Noah's day, and it's going to be pouring out, and it's going to be devastating to evil, just as much as Noah's flood was when he cleansed the earth. What is it going to be? It's going to be a flood of graces, such the world has never seen. Why? Because the God of Sinai brought the first flood. The woman, the mother, is bargained for us a different kind of flood. what a mother would give us. I told you about Francisco seeing hell. What would it be like if you had to stay alive and you saw all your sins and you got a immediate judgment as a grace from Our Lady that she got from God to show us everyone in our sins and what we connected and how much we built this world, how much we have participated in evil. Non-believers excused in some ways. Too much who has been given, much is expected. You have been on this ground, holy ground. There's grace here. Open yourself to it. You got a few more hours at this place to go deep in conversion. I don't care how many times you've been to Medjugorje. 250 times going to Europe, all over the world. Many of those going to Medjugorje. And I want conversion. And I'm a sinner. And I'm worse than all of you together in the room. Why? Because the closer you are, the more responsibility you've been given. The messages I've been able to receive straight from the mother's lips. That I know my judgments can be harder than anybody in this room. And I believe that. I'm not just saying that. I know that. But you are in a position, tasting what you tasted in these few days, and the trips you've already gone to Medjugorje, or if you haven't been there, and this is the first time here, you are responsible for the messages. The whole talk the other day was responsibility. You are responsible. You're responsible is to accept divine peace. You're the ones responsible for the messages. With responsibility, each one of you should be responsible according to your ability. Do not take the given responsibility lightly. Great is a responsibility. This time is a time of responsibility. Live my messages responsibly. And she says after that, you have work. I want to see your works. Protestant says, it's not by works that you get heaven. But in the book of James, it says the other side of it. Your faith is displayed by your works. I've quoted many times Gandhi when he said, I believe what Jesus did. I believe what he said. But I never met a Christian that made me want to be one. Contemplate that. Meditate. Think. Reflect. Don't wait. August 25th, 1997. You've heard this many times if you've been listening or reading what I write. Soon will come a time when you will lament for my messages. Well, you can read it that when it happens, when that time comes. No, you're going to lament because a lady says that, and a message that you don't have to repent for what you could have done, but you didn't want to. We're talking about a real washing, a real cleansing of the heart. When Our Lady says the word lament, think about the worst, most devastating thing ever happened in your life. Multiply that times 10. The word lament means lamentations, wailing, regret. Why didn't I do that when I could have done it? Because I'm not ready. I've heard many times through the years, many times, well, when things come, then I'll deal with it then. You're not going to be able to deal with it. You're not going to have the ability to do it. We're not talking about refuge. We're not talking about saving yourself. We're talking about living a different way. Radically a different way. That's why I take no royalties. I want everything going to the mission. That's why I don't take what the board from the very beginning gave to me as our salary. You're talking about you can even be making seven figures for that. I don't want it. I want to be a witness that I never took anything from Our Lady. Only enough to eat and maintain my house. You have to live that way to convict people. And I can say it freely. Cardinal Sarah is an African cardinal. We'll be blessed if this guy becomes the next pope. So October 16th, he says, at the root of the collapse of the West. He didn't say maybe of the collapse. At the root of the collapse of the West, there is a cultural identity crisis. We don't know who we are. Many people hate Trump. They want him dead. When he caught the coronavirus, they said, we help, he dies. They were standing outside the hospital screaming that. Is he saying that to Trump, or is he saying it to you? We've been crying out for so long for somebody to stand up for us, for who we are. He's just a representative. He represents who we are that they want to kill. And he's in the way. They're not after him. They're after you. They hate you. And they will kill you. At the root of the collapse of the West, there is a cultural identity crisis. Here we got this man who's crass, who's tough, but he says what he thinks. I heard somebody say about a month ago that Trump is the most honest man in the world. I've never seen that man so honest. He tweets what he thinks. And you don't like his tweets. People say, I like Trump, but I don't like his tweets. How many times have you thought of some of the things he's thought about this or this person, that person? He puts it out in front of everybody. He's transparent. You know what he thinks. Trump is honest, and he puts it out there. And I guarantee you, many of the things he's thought, you have had in your thoughts. And you complain that? I'm glad he's transparent, because he's forcing his enemies out. For our own good. Is he a saint? He don't have to be. Peter wasn't. Depart from me, Jesus. I'm a sinner. So Trump says, make America great again. And I can tell you, I believe our lady wants that exact thing, because we are the most Christian nation, the only nation in the history of the world that has propagated the gospel everywhere. Nobody has been as generous as this country. Nobody, no nation, while we have our dead soldiers still on the battlefields, their bodies, that we start helping Japan. My dad said he got orders when he went to Japan, when the Japs camped them, because they will bow to you. If they're defeated, they bow, acknowledge that your authority. They were ordered, do not let any of the Japanese bow to you. Did you know that? Is that taught in your history books? No, you have to get that first from the people, because they're revisionists. They don't want you to know those things. What country does that? And they were vicious. So the whole world has a cultural identity crisis. Our nation is a beautiful nation. Our Lady wouldn't be saying to Maria, I accept this consecration out there in the field, unless she was aligned with that. Not prideful, not dominant. But I'm absolutely 110% convinced if this nation falls, the world goes away. And that's why she hasn't given any mother message for any other nation. And you're key to that. Sarah goes and says, after an identity crisis, many countries today ignore their own history. We let them educate our kids. We let them educate us. We let them revise history. This self-suffocation naturally leads to the decadence that opens the path to new barbaric civilizations. Signed, Robert Cardinal Serra. Tepeyac, Guadalupe, they sacrificed the babies. They threw off the cliff. Is that barbaric? What about abortion that people still want to do now when they rip the pieces out? That's 10 times more barbaric than what they did, sacrificing children. And we think we're civilized, so we've lost our way. And we lost the world. We get feedbacks from people who are following us and what we do and how we live. This is from Patrick. He says, this website is not Catholic, but more like a right-wing Protestant fundamentalist. This fake site encourages hate and spreads lies, not of our Mother Mary at all. And this is a response to the writing on our site. Our Lady wants you to expose evil, lying voices. And of course, if you remember, if you read it, it's about the fires that the Oregon FBI head in Oregon, the state, said that there's nobody lighting these fires. It's not from arson. We've investigated it. So that's the FBI. They investigated and they said there's no evidence of arson. So I researched it. And if you read it, how many people read it? Do you believe it? What I wrote? I'm a ditch digger. And he's the FBI, and I found all the evidence. We put the pictures on there, the ones who arrested, what they did, how they did it. And if we're here in a podunk valley, out of the way, we can see the truth. Why can't the FBI? Deep state, deep state. We can't fix this ourselves. We can't escape this without the intervention from heaven. And I don't care how many apostles we get, we still can't do it. There's got to be something that's going to be a strike in the world to change it and to shock it back to its senses. And that is the secrets. I want to end with this. This is from a nurse in ICU because her son's got corona. Okay, I got a call from the health department over the weekend asking me all kinds of questions. And this is about her son. There's five people in her house. I got a call from the health department over the weekend asking me all kinds of questions about my household because it got turned in. I was told they were called that that's what they do. And of course, when you get a verbal conversation, it's not clear. So they're telling her what they're going to do. So I called this morning because I thought maybe I would go to drive-thru for my third test. They already tested twice, so she's going a third time. And she was negative. They said they won't test me because if there's a person in my household positive, they consider all of us positive. That's why you're hearing right now. 75% increase of coronavirus. This is a lie. Not the virus. It's real. It's how it's been used. How many of you listen to the broadcast, Obama is a prophet? You get on and listen to it. In fact, we'll give you that going home. He said in 2014, did you ever wonder, and I remember thinking, contemplating this, he flew a guy in from Africa who had Ebola. It was all over the news for a month. It's so dangerous. This is so contagious. We can't deal with this. This is horrible. And then we got in Texas. They flew an African who had Ebola to treat him. What was that about? It always intrigued me. I said, there's something wrong with here. Why would you do that? Because right after that, Obama says, we have to raise a lot of money. A lot of money. Because this Ebola stuff, we have to make sure we stop that. We need to fund Africa. We need to do this. So that one man coming here was in the news for a whole week to make people stirred up because they were going to take a vote of what Obama addressed Congress to pass this law because somewhere in the future we may have a pandemic and it may be airborne and maybe a lot of people may die by this. We have to be ready. We need to fund this. 2014, 5 years. That's why I named it Obama the Prophet. And on that broadcast, you'll hear what they say and what they planned. This has been pre-planned. We know that we had money sent to China at the laboratory. So, yes, the virus is real. But the use of the corona is to control you. So this is just one of the lies in our culture, that we are in an antichrist system. I walked in to get a product we had to get. It was $250. And I walked in, and the guy, the owner, comes and says, you have to wear a mask in here. I said, I'm not wearing a mask. He says, you got to wear it. I said, I'm not wearing it. He says, well, I've had corona, and it was 3 weeks of misery. Then you're immune. And he's got this stupid welding thing, plastic, on there, all the air right here. I says, what is this mask doing for you? He says, well, the law says you have to have a mask. I can't sell this to you unless you put a mask. And he had a statue out there, like a butler, like something from the 1920s, a Macho Grouch or whatever, and he's got a whole plate of mask right there. He says, go get it. I said, I'm not going to get it. I'm not putting it on. He says, why? I says, there's studies out there showing that there's proof that these things don't help you and actually it's harmful. He said, well, that's an opinion. I said, it's not an opinion. It's scientific. He said, well, I can't sell you this if you don't wear a mask. I said, good, I'm walking. But as I walked to my truck, I said, what's the difference of the mask that gives you the ability to buy something or sell something than 666? Unless you're marked with the mask then you can buy it. And if you're not, you can't. And we all got stories. Everybody's got stories. Everything you hear about Corona, even Fox, all of them, even the conservative, they have bought into it. The CDC in Atlanta has put out paperwork about 4 weeks ago that only 10,000 people have died from Corona. And everybody went crazy because they published that. There literally is only 10 to 11,000 people who have died directly from Corona. If you got something wrong with you or you get sick, and I remember as a kid, we would say, what did they die from? Old age. They didn't have to go get autopsies. It was just, we didn't have to have the answer. When you're 84 years old and you got cancer and you get pneumonia and pneumonia kills you or the cancer kills you. So all these people that they say 200,000 had Corona, but they were already brought down so bad as for health-wise that they lost their life just from complications. And that happens every day. So that's what they're using, and people buy into this garbage. It's false.
And again, that was a friend of Medjugorje speaking to Caritas pilgrims here at Caritas during the historic pilgrimage to Caritas of Birmingham in October of 2020. And so on behalf of a friend of Medjugorje, Caritas of Birmingham, the community of Caritas, BVM Pilgrimages, the Caritas Mission House in Medjugorje, Medjugorje.com, and Radio Wave 24 Hours. Goodbye.
The subject matter contained in this presentation is based on biblical principles and designed to give you accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. It is provided with the understanding that neither the presenter nor the broadcaster is engaged to render legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Since your situation is fact-dependent, you may wish to additionally seek the services of an appropriately licensed legal, accounting, real estate, or investment professional.
This ends the Medjanomics broadcast with a friend of Medjugorje. These broadcasts are available as CDs, which are sent directly to your doorstep on a monthly subscription. For information, contact Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.